2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Toad into DFS pros.
Alrighty, congratulations everybody. You have made it to the fun part of the show today. I want to go ahead and thank JBlaze39, a longtime member of the DFS Army. He is one of our big winners from last year. $380,000 on DK in week 9, I want to say.
Yes.
Alrighty, $380,000 in week 9. Also included in that was a seat to the live final, the $15 million Fantasy World Football Championships out in San Diego, California, which I don't know how many DFS Army members have been to live finals, but when we get to that part of the interview, then we'll discuss some of our some of the things that we liked, because I know that you've been and you probably had a ton of fun, and I've been and I've had a ton of fun. So we'll get to that here in just a little bit. How you doing today, tonight, Jay?
I'm doing fantastic, thanks.
Good to hear. Prepping for NFL, just like we all are, I bet.
Oh yeah, for sure. Can't wait. I just chomping at the bit for it.
Yeah, exactly. Have you dove into preseason at all?
I haven't. I've watched some of the games, kind of pay attention to what's, injury-wise and moving up the boards, the
Depth charts,
yeah, and who's doing what. So kind of paying attention to that now.
Yep, absolutely. And if you're not doing that, if you're not watching preseason games, following the beat writers on Twitter and all that good stuff, you're probably not doing it right, and you probably could be missing some things, especially in your season longs. I can promise you not a lot of people are doing it, and there's some things you're going to be missing out. So I want to intro into this here. This is a big, big thing for the DFS Army. I believe, honestly, you are, as far as a weekly winner, you are the largest one that we have right now currently.
Hopefully,
and no offense to you, but hopefully we have a couple more beat you this year. Yeah. What's that?
Maybe I'll top my own.
That would be even better. We'd have you on again. But want to start off by, obviously, you have some love for the DFS Army, because not only are you doing this interview, but I know you had had our avatar that we were just starting to put out about that time on the leaderboard. Your avatar was part of the leaderboard at the live finals. So how long have you actually been reading Kevin's work?
Pretty much all. I started all last year, maybe the third week in of the season. That's when I found you. Been hooked ever since.
Yeah, he does a ton of work on not just the actual game flow and what is going on, but also into a lot of the research and game theory and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I get so wrapped up in MLB and NBA that when it comes time for NFL, I just default to Kevin. I let him do the thinking for me.
Sure. That'll work.
So it's a lot of fun. Want to go down this lineup here with you real quick, because I've got a screenshot, and if you want to see what winning $380,000 looks like on DraftKings, go to our testimonies page, our huge winners, and he's down towards the bottom, and you can see that it just goes. I mean, you've got a fourth place finish in the Millionaire Maker, which we'll get to here in just a second. You've got the 1 million kickoff, which you won first place in. You've got the live final queue seat, which you won first place in. You got the play action, which you took second place in. And then you got some littler ones there.
Yep.
It's still some good showings. But those are the big four that you hit. And, man, it was obviously a good week for you.
That's an understatement. Yes.
Yeah, it's an understatement. The lineup that actually was really, really good, Marcus Mariota, Devontae Freeman, D'Angelo Williams, Antonio Brown, Michael Crabtree, Alshon Jeffrey, Delanie Walker, Jeremy Langford, and the Minnesota Vikings defense. Now, when we were kind of talking before the show, you said that you were kind of kicking yourself a little bit for that Minnesota Vikings defensive call, and I can kind of understand why a little bit. You finished in fourth in the Millionaire Maker.
Yep.
Tell everybody how many points you were actually away from winning that thing.
I was 4 points away from winning, and then if the game would have went in overtime, I probably would have got it. When I was putting it together, I was debating between the Jets defense and Minnesota. And if I would have put the Jets in there, I would have had the million.
To come that close, I mean, you're not going to sneeze at 150K out of that.
No.
But to come that close, it's extremely, extremely difficult to do. That was a great showing for you. So,
thank you.
Now, when you go through Kevin's article and everything, what's your process going through the slate? When you break down his Vegas lines and his player articles and stuff like that, what's kind of your process and how do you get into the thinking?
Well, I'm looking at the game matchups. I'm looking at thinking who's going to be the chalk. Who's going to be one that everybody does? And then I'm gonna pick a game that maybe can get the same amount of points fantasy-wise, but it's kind of a little under the radar. And that's kind of what I'm looking for. Because everybody's going to be, picking, the Green Bays and, the high-scoring teams, New England. But in order to separate yourself, you got to have a couple of guys that are a little, lower owned, obviously. And when you're going through each game matchup, you just look for those matchups, and weather comes into play. And reading all about that, you kind of get an idea how the game's going to set up based on the information that Kevin provides there.
Yep, and he's extremely good at doing that. One of the key things that I wanted to point out is you've got to identify the chalk, and you've got to be able to separate yourself from the field, which is is something that is extremely, extremely difficult some days. The great part about it, though, is that, we get all week to kind of analyze this.
Yep.
And that's what makes it so much fun, is there's so much information out there that I want to caution everybody into getting into information overload.
Yeah.
Because really, honestly, you can get into that point. And then when you're constructing lineups on Sunday morning, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, this guy said XYZ, but this guy says, ABC, and it becomes like, who do I trust more? And then you end up kind of, I don't want to say screwing yourself, but you kind of end up screwing yourself, second guessing yourself.
Yeah.
Based on that. If you just pick one or two guys, for me, it's the Evan Silva matchup article every week off of RotoWorld, and then Kevin's articles. That's all I read for NFL as far as game flow, player picks, stuff like that.
You overthink it, too.
Exactly.
And with all this information, you tend to overthink it sometimes.
You want to kiss it.
Yeah.
You want to keep it simple, stupid.
That's right. Exactly.
So going into the thought process of constructing this lineup, I know some of my bigger nights have been when I haven't felt completely good about some of the choices I made, and I start going back and I look back at them after lock, and I'm like, man, why did I make that decision? I kind of hate myself for that. Did you have that kind of thought when building this lineup? Were you kind of at first kind of biting yourself for making some decisions in this?
That was actually one of my first lineups I created, and I put it in those four contests, and I had kind of forgotten about it, and then I just thought, I'm going to make some more. And I was thinking, man, I got some good ones coming up here, and I'm going to really tweak this and get it good. When the ones that did the worst were the ones I did later on when I overthought it. And I said, then when I went with my first thought, that's the one that won. So, I just kind of put it together, I don't know, a half hour, 45 minutes or so, and just, didn't even think about it. And I thought, well, I'm just going to get, put it together quick, and, well... That's the one that won. So,
yep. There you go. And that's something that's actually kind of funny. You hear a bunch of stories about in screenshots, especially during the NFL season, and stuff like, oh my gosh, I put this together in 5 minutes before lock just to, you know, kind of get into something else. And this is the one that won, and I put it in a bunch of contests. And I know for me, one of my biggest ones that I did in a sport that I don't really know, which is MMA, I was just doing it for, it was, DK was having one of their missions weeks that they used to hold.
Yeah.
I played in an MMA contest, and I put it together, and this is, you know, not suitable for work if you've got it out loud, kind of lowered a little bit. I put it together when I was on the toilet. And it ended up taking second in the MMA contest that week. So I didn't know who the fighters were. I just did it for the missions points and ended up getting a cool $500 off of it. It was kind of nice.
Yeah. And I had a good week in MMA once too, and I put it together in like 5 minutes too, the same thing. You know, it wasn't like that, but it was funny anyway, so.
All right, now we're going to get to the hard-hitting questions here, okay?
Okay.
What was the sweat like?
Oh, my God. every pass, every possession was just pins and needles. And then, I'm being interviewed at the same time, and I'm going through live, you know, on the sweat show. And just, I could hardly breathe, you know. It was just anticipation. So it was very nerve-wracking.
Where were you at the end of the Sunday night game?
I was in, 1,547th place.
So you really honestly had no idea that this was coming up until the Monday. I mean, you thought that maybe if things went right, you might have had a chance.
Yep.
But, you know, until about, I would say probably about halftime of the Monday night game, that's when you really started looking at it going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I could have a shot here.
Yeah, and well, as of Sunday night, I think I was up $350, and I'm thinking, holy crap, this is
awesome, you know.
Yeah. And then it got to be about halftime on the Monday night game, and I'm up to about 1,500, 2,000. I'm like, okay, let's keep this going here, and then it just it took off from there. The game it was kind of boring up until then, and then it kind of, you know, got hot there for a while, and you know, I was one of the guys that had two guys going that night. A lot of other people only had one, and that's what separated me. So I was able to jump a lot of guys because of that. In fact, earlier that day, when I got a call or I got an email saying, "Hey, do you want to be on this show?" You know, and I'm like, "Why? I'm way back there. You know, what's going on here?" You know, I'm like, "Yeah, that's fine, no problem." You know, not thinking anything of it. Well, turns out, you know, they knew what they're doing, I guess. So
yeah, the guys over there on the DK Sweat Show, they, you know, they'll go through everything, and you know, they'll make sure that, you know, if things go right, these are the guys that we want to talk to. So they'll reach out to a bunch of guys on, you know, for different scenarios and stuff like that. And
yeah,
you know, things just happen to go right, and that's when it's fun.
Yeah.
That's when it gets fun. And I know it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that's had a sweat for any sort of amount of money, it can get nerve-wracking. But when you're talking about a sweat for a live final seat, and even probably more than that, $1 million, you know, you're talking about negative 2 yard rush can drop you 35 spots.
Yeah.
You know, because to get up to $1 million prize pool, you've got to have a ton of entries.
Yeah.
And in order to get to that, you know, we're talking about fractions of points.
Yep.
Can move or drop you, you know, thousands of spots.
Well, the difference between first and the million and second was less than a tenth of a point.
Yeah, it was that was one of the closer ones. I know there's been some where, you know, they've the millionaire or the $1 million winner has kind of walked away with it a couple. And when I say walk away, I mean like 3 or 4 points.
Yeah, well.
But you know, you've got some of those that go on as well. So what was your wife thinking as you were going through this sweat on Monday night?
She was sleeping for half of it.
Did you wake her up?
She woke up just as the game was getting over, to be honest with you. And I, you know, guess what, honey? I just won this. You know, like, what? And she comes over and, you know, half sleepy and looking at the screen, like, am I looking at this right? You know, I'm like, is that real? I'm like, yeah, it's real. She said, I'll believe it when I see it in the bank account. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, my grandmother, she asked me now that she goes, is this real money, right? Yes, it's real money.
Yeah.
It's real money.
Well,
so,
to be honest, I was skeptical too. I'm like, oh, is this real? I mean, you know, and then within a week, it was in my account. I'm like,
yeah, this is real.
Oh, it's real. Oh my God, never dreamed of having that much. It was, yeah. It was incredible. Yeah, I was up till about 2 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't sleep, and I was shaking, you know.
And then you start getting, then you wake up the next morning, you're like, all right, this is real.
Yep.
It's in my DK account, so I know it's real. And then you get the email from DraftKings stating, okay, we need to make arrangements for you to come out here.
And
for the live finals. So I want to talk about that just here for a second. What was it like being out there during the first round of the DK live final?
Oh, that was an amazing experience. And I met a lot of cool people. And, you know, they did thing on me for the contenders. I was one of 10 guys that they – you know, highlighted or whatever. And so they had a film crew come out to my house and everything, and did a whole story. And but while I was out there, you know, I'm sitting there hanging out with you know, John Bales and you know, Condia, and you know, some of the guys that, you know, are constantly, you know, up on the leaderboards. And I'm thinking, I'm reading this, you know, these guys' books, or, you know, this guy, you know, I got a Johnson Bales book that I read when I first started. And I'm thinking, now I'm playing against him here in the final. I'm like, wow, okay, that's kind of cool. You know, and then I met some really cool people out there that I'm still friends with. And, you know, we talk all the time, and from all over the country. And it was just a cool experience. You know, they I'll tell you what, DK puts on an amazing show. You know, you walk into the Hard Rock, and it's all DraftKings everywhere. Everywhere you look, it's so lit up. And then, you know, they put us up, you know, actually a couple extra days, just cause, you know, we asked for it. And she said, yeah, no problem. I'm like, wow, okay. And, you know, they took us out on a boat excursion and everything. And we had a party on Friday night, and, you know, sitting hanging out with the owner, and, you know, towards the end of the night there. And, you know, they didn't hold anything back on expenses, that's for sure. And then, you know, then just the experience during the actual final on the Sunday, you know, I mean, wall-to-wall TVs, you know, food everywhere, drink, all you could drink, you know, just sitting there. And what you know, how much more could you ask for?
Yeah, it's pretty fun to actually qualify and then get out there, and you're like, okay, this is really real. And then you get out there, and it's like, okay, yeah, I want to enjoy myself, but I also don't want to embarrass myself either.
Yeah.
And I know it's a little bit different for basketball than it is for football. You know, you kind of know what the matchups are. You're kind of looking all week. You don't have to pay. You know what's going on and stuff like that. For basketball, it's a little bit different because you're still sitting there watching the injury news and stuff like that like you would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't spare any expense when it comes to these live finals. And they're a ton of fun. One of the biggest things that I know DraftKings does is they make sure that, you know, they take care of everybody, really. And FanDuel, I don't want to short FanDuel. FanDuel did the same thing with us. But, you know, DraftKings, they know how to throw a party.
Yeah, yeah.
And just the thought of being able to sit there and, you know, hang out with Bales, that alone, to be able to pick his brain without being on Twitter or you know, one-on-one would be – that would almost make the trip worth it.
Oh yeah, it was. I mean, it seemed like we had you know, the same type of mindset when picking our lineups. The way it sounded. So I actually finished ahead of him in the final.
you could take that in to the bank. That is awesome. All right, last question here, and it's probably the hardest one that I'm going to fire at you. How did you repay the fantasy gods?
Ooh, well, I kept playing.
That's always a good one. What did you do with the money, with a lot of the money? Did you buy your wife something nice?
First thing I did is I bought her a nice ring, and we moved into a new place, and then you know, paid off a bunch of bills, and you know, put some money away for investments, and bought a bunch of furniture for the new house, and a couple new vehicles,
and upped your bankroll a little bit.
Yeah, you could say that.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So just a wee bit.
So. An extra zero or two, you know, that's, you know, so that's, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, and then I thought, you know, I'm going to keep going here. I'm going to try my hand at basketball and baseball and golf, and I tell you, nothing like football. Jeez, those other ones, talk about cutting my teeth. I've had to, that's been a struggle. But
yeah, it's fun to learn, and it's fun to have. You just got to be able to embrace it, embrace all the variants and everything.
Oh,
so
gosh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. So, well, Jay Blaze, 39, I want to congratulate you again personally, and from everybody at the DFS Army, we appreciate you coming on quickly and giving us a little bit of insight and a little bit of thought. Man, it's going to be a fantastic NFL season. Good luck to you, and good luck to everybody in the DFS Army.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
No problem.